Hey, good morning everybody. So, we have coming up the end of this week, beginning of next week, the Yom Tov of Shavuot, Malnachon Perotein. So I'd like to look a little bit at the something Yom relating to Chag of Shavuot. So we know the mitzvah in the Torah is we count the spirit of Moheve, the start of Lachem Mokra to Shavuot, so the day after the first day of Pesach, so we count from the day of the bringing of the Korban Oimer 7 full weeks Adon Mokras HaShabbos HaShviz until the 7th Mokras HaShabbos, which takes us to the 50th day, and then it keeps looking down the line on that day across the next Yom HaZeni Krokodish. On that day we have a Yom. So the timing of Chag HaShavuot is made dependent on it being the 50th day after the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach will begin to do it, and it's 50 days later. That is the day of Chag HaShavuot. In this point, Chag HaShavuot is unique from all the other Yom Kippurim, and all the other Yom Kippurim are attached to a particular date. Right? Any other Yom Kippur, the Yom Tov is attached to such a date in the month, the 15th of the month, the 1st of the month. That's what it always will be. It will always be on the date. Whereas Chag HaShavuot is not so. Chag HaShavuot is made dependent on it being the 50th day after the day of the offering of the Korban Oimer. So much so
that...
Well done. So much so, that's nowadays. Nowadays we have a fixed Luach, where Chodesh Nisan is always 30 days, and Chodesh Iyar is always 29 days, and that is fixed, it never changes. So then, Chag HaShavuot is always on the same date, it's always on Vav Sivan. However, let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah tells us that at the time when Rosh Chodesh was fixed, not with a fixed calendar, but using the system of Eidin and Kiddush HaChodesh and Beit Din, then it wasn't like this. The Gemara says, "Can I tell you, Rabbi Shmuel? Atzeret, pa'amim chamisha, pa'amim shisha, pa'amim shiva. Shavuot can sometimes fall on the 5th, can sometimes fall on the 6th, can sometimes fall on the 7th. If we're holding in the calendar question, so when you have Kiddush HaChodesh based on the ages of Eidim, so if both of those Chodoshim, Nisan and Iyar, will both be Chotzer, will both be 29 days, then we'll have Shavuot falling on the 5th. And so on and so forth. So it's not dependent on a... It's not dependent on a day, it's dependent on 50 days after Eidim. And let's take a look at this a little more closely. You know, if we're going to take the 50th day from the second day of Pesach, so it should always be, like, for example, this year, how did it fall? Pesach was a Shabbat, so the second day of Pesach was a Sunday. So the 50th day will always be the same day as the second day of Pesach. So it's 49 days, 7 complete weeks. We begin counting on a Sunday, 7 complete weeks, 6 Sunday, Monday, 6 for the Shabbat. Beginning at the bottom, you can begin at Sunday. So, it will always be the same day as the beginning of the count of Spirit Holy, or the day after the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach was a Shabbat, Shavuot will be at Sunday. That's how it will always be. Now, let's take a look at something fascinating in the year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. How did Shavuot fall in the year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim? We come to something quite fascinating. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, in the first commandment of Hilchos Pesach, very well known fact, Shabbat Shalifnei HaPesach, current name is Shabbat HaGol. The Shabbat before Pesach is Shabbat HaGol. Why is it called Shabbat HaGol? Ba'atam, the Fishenah Tevoi Neis Gol. There was a very important Neis that took place on the Shabbat. Why? Shepesach Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, Mechloi Ve'alfon. It was taken as the Korban was set aside on the 10th of the month. Because it seems like the Pesach says that also in our Kodesh Hazeh, the Yichulayim celebrates on its Tel Avos. U Pesach Shiyot Yisrael Mitzrayim, Tov Yom Heh. That year, the Pesach, when they went out of Mitzrayim, Ches Vov Nisan, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was on a Thursday. Because he used to say the Oilam, like the Medrash say the Oilam said. V'nitzvah she'etav ha'chayish, this day, the 10th of the month, 4 days before the Hakrova of Korban Pesach, was on the Shabbat. Fifth time on that day, they all took a lamb to Korban Pesach, and we know the natives were placed, and the Mitzrayim were not able to harm them, and that's the reason for being called Shabbat Hagor. So that year, the 10th of Nisan was a Shabbat. And 10th of Nisan was on a Thursday. Right. So if we're going to make a session, the Sefirot Ha'omer, so to speak, began on Friday. So it should come out that Matan Torah was on Friday. Right. But the Gemara says in Shabbat, on the river, the Kuli Alma, the Shabbat did not hear these words. It was discussed exactly what bait it was. But everyone agrees it was a Shabbat. All the very different in the Gemara agree that it wasn't Friday, it was Shabbat. And you can learn the drosha to support it, because Pachos obviously was Shabbat. The Kachi, possibly, by Yemen Moshe Alam, obviously, but there wasn't a Friday, it was a Shabbat. So in other words, the actual day of Matan Torah was not Friday, it was Shabbat. It was 51 days after the beginning of the count of the Sefirot Ha'omer. It wasn't on the 50th day, it was on the 51st day. Okay. Why was it on Shabbat? They could all have to bring over. Leave that on the side. I'd like to focus on this question that here we are on our Chag HaShavuot. Let's just jump on the question on our Chag HaShavuot. Saying 50 days after the start of Sefirot Ha'omer, and Chazal fixed for us in this filler the month Matan Torah, the time of the giving of our Torah. And it appears that it's not the time of the beginning of our Torah. The time of the giving of the Torah was the next day. It was 51, not 50. So what do we do with this quite surprising question? This question is asked by the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, asked this question. And he says a very fascinating text. Umashe Koshe Uy, says the Mogen Avraham. The Torah did not for Yom Aleph this Spirit. The Torah must have been given on the 51st day of Spirit for him. The whole Yom is Yitzrayim Yom Chamishi. The Torah did not be Shabbos. It comes out the Torah was given on day 51. Vatilitsa Soroban Morris, you remember Soroban Morris, the early Kabbalistic Sefer. The Baal Nirva is Lalu, Yosef Shemi Shalvot. This is Mogen Avraham, that Meruah over here is the Yosef Shemi Shalvot. And it comes out that the day of Matan Torah was on Shavuot. But it's all on our Shavuot. It's on the day of Shavuot of Yosef Shemi Shalvot. Wow!
Terrible answer.
What is going on here? We in Eretz Yisrael don't like to hear this answer.
No, I mean,
weren't expecting this type of answer at all. There's another answer. Don't worry, I'll come to this another.
You're suggesting that, I mean, we learn our Dina
by the Romans. We learn it from there. I don't think we learn it from there. But
I mean, is it?
Oh, we don't learn it from there. We know that the actual source is the more of a.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Not the source, but it's a sort of remnant over here. There's an indication, there's a reminder of this idea that already the Torah itself, Shavuot, was given not on the first day of Shavuot, but on the second day of Shavuot.
Can you have Kinyan and the Torah on Shabbat?
Ooh, that's an interesting China. That's wrong. Oh, a different angle of things. Kinyan, we don't normally make a Kinyan on a Shabbat, on a Yom Tov. So the Torah is about Tanakh, which will give us a Kinyan. But maybe. Maybe the answer is. Maybe say, Papa, I don't have to give it. Or maybe say something else, that a matana which is reused on that very day. See, because you are allowed to give, right? You can only give somebody food that they're going to eat on that day. So tell them again, every minute and every second. So, yeah, let's come back to this point. So, let's take the what exactly was supposed to happen here. The Orach HaShulchan explains it a little further. Rabbi Avraham hated the Orach Matz. the Rebbe's al Kutvar. So there's a Rebbe here to the Yom Tov Kutvar. Who Rebbe is the Lord in the Kutvar? This is a beautiful Rebbe. About Torah, Nitlo the Mitzvah. I mean, the Torah was given to us in the Mitzvah. We're going to Mitzvah. What is this show? Lahoyu. She'en ha Torah tolu the law. The idea we're supposed to happen is that the Torah is not dependent on any particular one place. Yes, it's ideal place is Kiel, we saw you right before. But, nevertheless, the Torah goes with us wherever we are, whether we're in a Detroit, whether we might be anywhere else in the world, whether we're in London or Atlanta, or even in somewhere further out, or on that point, Beijing, wherever we might be, the Torah is with us, and the Torah is in common with us. Well, that is the remnant that's being shown to us over here, from the fact that the Torah was specifically given to us on a day that is connected with the office of Chutzpah.
But it's
Tell me the Makom,
but the
whole
notion here is that it's
time. Yeah, you're right. The question was a question in time. What's the answer being said to us? That it's given to us on the Yom Tov. On the Yom Tov, which is the Yom Tov of Kutvah. So this time becomes, takes a dimension also of place. It's the day, the time, which is the Yom Tov of Kutvah. That shows us that the Torah is given to us to be incumbent upon us and to accompany us wherever we might be. That's a modern wrong answer. Let's look at a different answer. Which is put forward by the Beit HaLevi. Beit HaLevi begins by quoting a message, which I've put here on the paper. It's a very well-known message, where there is a discussion between Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim, and Am Yisrael regarding Kabbalah Sator. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in Torah of Sinai, the Israel, where the broken king gives the Torah to Am Yisrael. The Tchibah Malachim the Dayan is now being broken. Malachim started having a discussion, a give and take with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Amr of his day, more energy is this Quran, what's going on over here? Why are you giving the Torah to these lowly human beings, lowly mortals? No, the thought should take in Torah of Shammai. It is correct and proper that the Torah should remain in Shammai. Love. So, on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Shammai, in the Kodesh of Taro, the heat of the Kodesh, and the Torah is the Torah of the Kodesh. So that's the place it should be, says the Malachi. Why are you giving the Torah down to the Oryx, the lowly mortal? Oh, my Kodesh Baruch Hu. I've got to draw this back then. In a certain Kayeret, look at it. Torah cannot be fulfilled by you. The fish ain't Peri Verivio, they ate him. You have Peri Verivio, the Lake Tuba, the Mitha, the Holy. And the Kulkan Kodesh, all types of situations which the Torah refers to, the commands of the mouth are completely inapplicable to Malachi. Of the Torah clear, of the Yom HaSpoyah, of the Torah from the Torah, etc. Well-known marriage, but what is the discussion going on here between the disposal and the Malachim? What did the Malachim think in the first place? You know, it's quite pretty obvious that the Torah is designed for the intact here in the Oryah. What is the discussion all about? Oh, very funny. In order to answer this, the Beit HaLevi sends us to a well-known and fascinating Gemara in Bava Metzia. In Bava Metzia, there's a story related about a tremendous, one of the biggest machlokes, maybe of all time, between the Chachamim and the Eleza. It centers around the Adin of Tumah Vatara, related to a particular art, known as the Tanur Shalach Nori. Rav Eleza held one way, and the Chachamim held the other. And they had a big complaint about this, and they couldn't come to a conclusion. Rav Eleza held what he held, and he would not accept the opinion of the others. And they weren't told us the following thing. But we say, how you go? Hey, should Rav Eleza call Shubut Shalom? Rav Eleza gave all the answers and all the logic, all the proofs that he could. But they kibble him, but the Chachamim didn't accept his words. Oh, Allah, and then he said, in our lot of Kawaiti, if our lot is like me, Harub Zeh Yehiyah. This carob tree which is here outside the Beit HaMikdash is going to prove it. The Nekar Korodim, Koyloi, upon that the carob tree got up and it moved Me'al Amr. It walked 100 amas down the road. But Amri got Arba Me'al Amr. That is some proof. Amri Loi that the Chachamim were not interested. Ain't we being in Raya with a Korob? We don't bring Raya to Halacha from carob trees. Korob of Amr, I am
special one here.
Yeah, no, not in the. So there was a channel of water that flowed by the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash. So well, the channel of water is going to prove it. So The channel of water which was flowing in one direction miraculously began to flow back. The walls of the Beit HaMedrash itself were proven. The walls of the Beit HaMedrash started to shudder and to fall. Go out of Rabbi Yeshua. And that Rabbi Yeshua, who was from the Chokim on Rabbi Elezer, got out and protested to the walls of the Beit HaMedrash, on the other hand. He said to them, in Talmidei Chachamim, the Nachim there, say about Halacha, if we are having a Machlokes, Atem Matilchem, it's got absolutely nothing to do with you. Lo Yilachlu Mipnei Kavodei Shal Rabbi Yeshua, for Lo Yilachlu Mipnei Kavodei Shal Rabbi Elezer. So the walls of the Beit HaMedrash, they said exactly where they were. They didn't stand up straight because of the covenant of Rabbi Elezer. They didn't fall further because of the covenant of Rabbi Yeshua. They stayed where they were, slanting into the leaning tower of Pisa, the hut. But I am nothing but even they're still standing there on a slope. So then he pulled out his final trump card. Call that for Allah Lord. If Allah is from Oisi, may that from my Oisi. If Allah is like me, from Shalayim itself we're going to prove. Yotso Basko the Omra. They're going to prove like me. Yotso Basko the Omra. So then a Basko from Shalayim came forth and said, Malachem Eitzel Rabbi Elezer, why are you disagreeing with Rabbi Elezer? Shalom from Oisei the Omra. Malachem is like him. Omra is Rabbi Yeshua or Raglan. Rabbi Yeshua got up and responded, from the time the Torah was given to us at Har Sinai, Ein Onu Mashkichem Balko. We do not take notice of Balko. Shekhar Hasaf of Har Sinai, because it is written in the Torah, which was given to us at Har Sinai, Acharei Rabbi Lahafiz. There is a system given in the Torah itself, how Halacha is decided. And the system is after a rabbi and a hafiz. And here we have a rabbi against the real Ezra. And the system is not Basko. That's not the system. The system is after a rabbi and a hafiz.
The rabbi was against
the real Ezra. So despite the fact that Rabbi Ezra brought all these miraculous proofs, of which the final and most impressive was the Basko from Shammai, they still didn't accept it. And they relied on this pasuk, which is written in the Torah itself, after a rabbi and a hafiz. Says the Beit Halevi, from this Gemara, we can see a tremendous yesod, a principle, important fundamental point of the depth of what it means that the Torah is given to us. It doesn't just mean we have a text that we can study, or a Torah of the Shabbat Pen that we know about, that's all for all truth. But it goes much further than that. The giving of the Torah is the giving over of the Torah to the Kayah of the Chachmei Yisrael. To the extent that when we follow within certain guidelines and principles which have been set down, you can't go outside of the correct principle, but within the correct principle, following the Torah rules that have been given, the rule of Acharav in Lahatin, and the other rules, how Torah is meant to be Nidrash, the Shloshes Remidus, how Torah is rectified, the Torah is given over into the power of the Chachmei Yisrael, who has the right to decide and rule in Torah matters as their eyes see fit. It was given over to us as our property to deal with in the way that we are meant to, within the correct boundary, to the extent that this even overruled a heavenly revelation.
As they saw fit, or as they deemed.
Yeah, we have to say it carefully. As they deem fit within the rules and borders that have been set down. Let's read it in the Beit HaLevi inside. It's on the top of the next sheet. For any of the Torah leket lishnai shebiksav v'shebal peh. There are two aspects of the Torah. There's the Torah shebiksav and the Torah shebal peh. For ikra shebal peh, the central point of Torah shebal peh, who are klolim and midot shaferi precious for him, is the klolim and the midot with which we darshin, with which we approach bringing out halacha from perish of itself. But if they are klolim and midot is perishes of perish of itself, using these rules we can further explain and understand the perish of itself, then it's chadish for kiddushay dinim, and we can be machadish kiddushay halachas dinim uprotim la'ein sot. Indeed, the Rav Dinim and Protim throw the details in further additions not even Torah. But Aruka Meir is middle, and the Torah is wider than the entire world. But Torah is not the Yisrael, the Torah is given to us. Sheyu Ehem Doshim Oto. That Al Yisrael have the right to darshim it. Because Fi Sheyim Matkimim and the Shafi Yisrael come to a conclusion. Al Fi Ashlovit, based on the correct rule. Kein Hu Ha'evet. This is the evidence of Torah's intended. Kvoisha Amr Bogum Mitzir Zoy Vashomayim. It is not in Shomayim. Rakhi Kvoisha Matkimim based in Shebezeh Ha'oyim. The truth of Torah is as is decided by the basin in this world. With this, he comes back to explain what was the discussion with the Malachim. There is no question that the discussion with the Malachim, in truth, it wasn't regarding the actual keeping of the principles of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Yeah, obviously, the keeping of the mitzvahs is going to be done by people in Olam Hazeh. That wasn't the discussion. The discussion was, to what extent should Torah be given to Olam Hazeh? To what extent is it proper to give over the Torah to Am Yisrael? Malachim said that the prophet was going to give over the Holy Torah to Am Yisrael. In this extent, in this fashion, that they are going to be, so to speak, the balabatis of the Torah. That was what the discussion was about. But this is the Beit HaLevi, the Zeusha Rasu and Malachim. This is what the Malachim complained, who bikshu and requested Shiyitin La'ema Torah for Loyla Ha'odah. But here are Emes for Shehengiz Roshua. And at the bottom line of the Emes of Torah who remain in Shomayim. But Zeu Sha'omru Ma'enish Kisit Kereda Ve'odim Kisit Kereda. This is what they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is this frail mortal that you should pay attention to? She'en Odom Kedai Shishitzkar Nisaytzal. Who are we that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay attention to us? Aki Ben Noito Lepotit Mamona and Anas Moto to appoint us. And those who appointed over his Holy Torah. And nevertheless, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Says the Beit HaLevi, this is the dictus logic we say on Chag HaShavuot, the man matan Torah saying. It could have been the man matan Torah. But no, there's a slight nuance over there. The man matan Torah saying, no, the time of the giving of our Torah. The Torah was given over to us, to Am Yisrael, to the Chakni Yisrael, to actually be certain extent, within certain borders, in control of the Torah. Now, what does all this have to do with us? This is a tremendous, beautiful principle and idea. What does this have to do with our original question about Shavuot falling out, so to speak, on the wrong day? The Torah was actually given on day 51 and not on day 50. What does all this have to do with? So where was the, let's say, the very first, perhaps most impressive exercise of this prayer by Chachmei Yisrael? Where do we find the first example of this? Of this prayer exercise by Am Yisrael. Let's take a little look at the Sukkim coming up to Maimon Har Sinai and the way the timing of Matan Torah was fixed. So we're going exactly for all the details of the whole build-up now, but as we come closer to the day prior to Matan Torah, so a certain period is fixed to be a period of Tara, or Prisha, or preparation for the tremendous revelation of Matan Torah. The Apostle tells us that the Shmuel will tell the Meisher Rabbeinu to instruct the people. But how do the Chodim Lagei Mashlishi? Be prepared, be ready for the third day. Ki Vayom Mashlishi, because on the third day, Yerei Hashem Ve'eni Kol Ha'omer Ha'atim. So what is the third day? The third day is today, whatever day they're standing on, day one. The next day, tomorrow is day two. The third day is day three. So on that third day, the Kodesh is going to give the Torah. But let's look how Moshe Rabbeinu relays this to Am Yisrael. What it says, Lord, by Yehudah and Mahom, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people, hey, you must only be prepared, Lishloishet Yom. There's a slight change in Lashon. Not like Yom HaShlishi, it's the third day. Hey, you must only be prepared, Lishloishet Yom. For a set of 3 days, prepare yourself. This is how Rashi explains it earlier. Al Tikshu Al Isha. I.e., for a set of 3 days, not the third day, but a set of 3 days, prepare yourselves. I.e., today, tomorrow, and the day after, prepare yourselves. And the Torah will be given the day after that, on the fourth day. Says Rashi, based on Chazal, hey, the Torah is Shloshet Yomim. The Torah is Shloshet Yomim. For the end of 3 days, after 3 days, who you're going to be, that's the fourth day. Shehoisis Moshe Yom Echot. Moshe Rabbeinu had it in over here, Yoim Echol Midai. One day, of his own volition, Allah explained to Gemara that he had a Kalva Chayme, why there's a reason to have an extra day, the Torah would be more full. So that extra day is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu had it Midai. Hoyte is Moshe Yoim Echol Midai. Says the Beit HaLevi, although it might not have been the day of the revelation of Har Sinai, but it is indeed, that day is the day of Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. That is the day when it is clearly demonstrated to us how the Mishpoch has given over the Torah to Chachmi Yisrael to decide the Torah matters. That is the day wherein this principle is most clearly demonstrated to us in the actual fixing of the revelation of Har Sinai. Hoyte is Moshe Yoim Echol Midai. We'll stop here.